Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Shamaya. How may I help you?
Yes. Why are you taking money out of my account?
May I have your zip code, ma'am?
07522. And who is this? As I don't even know who this is.
07522.
Yes. And what is Simple Lifestyle? What is that?
Well, ma'am, we're a third-party call center. We handle different companies. You did say your zip code was 0522. I'm not showing an account for you.
Well, what is Simple Lifestyle? What is that?
Solution. I'm unsure, ma'am. May I have your name?
Adamson, Roxanne.
May I have your shipping address?
15 Circle Ave, Patterson, New Jersey, 07522.
So I'm showing that you have our Healthy Watch and our Mini Pod. These are luxury items. They're great for people on the go. Your watch is used to track your heart rate, your blood pressure, as well as your steps.
Say that again.
You have our watch and our Mini Pod.
Yeah, that was the promotion for $6.99 if I pay for it. Like, it was a UPS promotion. And you pay six something, and that's it. Not no $59.
Yes, so the $6.99 was only shipping and handling. That's not the price of the product. What it was a 14-day trial. When the trial expires, you have to then pay for the original price of the product. The original price of the product is $59.95, and it is a one-time payment.
I can't even use it. The watch don't work, and neither do the iPod.
Did you try to charge up the products, ma'am?
Yes, I tried to charge it. I even wrote in and told you. I sent the email that I can't do nothing with that watch. It's sitting right here on my table. It won't even charge. And I charged it on my computer. And it has no handles, no buttons or nothing to push on it.
You have to touch the screen.
What?
You have to touch the screen.
I touched the screen. It's been on the charger a whole day. And I touched the screen, and this thing don't rate my heart or nothing.
Well, ma'am, you can't charge the product up by your computer, but I can offer you a 35% discount on the product.
I tried to charge it by my computer, and it doesn't work. That's the only place I could put those two tongues. It's inside of my computer. I can't stick it in my cell phone.
No,
don't work.
You have to charge it just like how you charge your phone. You get the EMP. Have to charge it like
how
that.
I'm gonna do that, miss, when it has no buttons on either side of it? It has like
the
handle.
The arm parts off. You have to take the handles part off. You can take it off on the left side and the right side.
I took them off and put them inside of my computer in my UBS part on my computer. And it don't charge.
When you take them off, try to put it in your charger port. Not the computer, but the charger port.
What charger port? I don't have a charger port. Only
no, do you know how, like you use your phone and you plug your phone up into the plug? Use the box that you use to plug your phone up with, ma'am.
So... And then I stick that box in the wall
Is it what, ma'am?
The box that I plug up my phone
with.
My charger.
The part that you plug into the wall.
Yeah. I stick this thing inside of that box and then put that box in the wall.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, how you update it and all that?
You have to connect. You have to Bluetooth it and connect it to your phone.
I tried that. Oh my God! Me and my daughter did this. This thing do not work, Miss.
Yes, ma'am. The product do work. I mean, if that one isn't working, I can get you another one sent out.
No, I don't want two of the same thing. It has no knobs on the side of it.
So you'll have to send that one back, and we can get you another one shipped out.
Well, I'll send this back in the iPod. Where do I send it to? Don't be charging my account for this, because they said it was a promotion for $6. It didn't say nothing about later on they was going to charge me $59. This is Corona. I don't have, like, money like that. To spend on something that don't even work. I'll send it back in the box where it came.
Yes, ma'am. What if I can also apply my family and friends discount, making it a 50% discount to keep the products?
It don't... I'm going to keep something and pay for something that don't work? And how many times you going to charge my account?
Only one
you
time.
You
want
one
me charge
time.
Or build anything else?
So why do you want me to keep this watch? It doesn't work.
You don't have to keep the product, ma'am. You could send the product back.
Well, I'd rather send it back and don't charge my account no $59. Don't charge my account nothing because that thing don't work. It's not even real. It's fake. It's a fake, like, little watch. I thought it was going to tell me my heart rate and all that stuff, and it does nothing. You can't even
push
this little button.
Yes, ma'am. It do track your heart rate, your blood pressure, as well as your step.
Miss, it didn't do nothing for me. I never got a chance to even wear it because it never could charge. And I only had it like, what, a couple of weeks?
So I'm going to go ahead and issue you an RMA number. Well, ma'am, I'm going to go ahead and issue an RMA number and provide you with a shipping address so that you can send the product back.
And you're going to charge my account for that?
No, ma'am.
Well, you charging it now. I wouldn't have even noticed it if I ain't checked my account today. It says pending. $59 and something is pending.
So, ma'am, we did charge you, but once you send our product back, we'll refund you.
What's the address? I think I got the paper on
the I have to issue an RMA number first, ma'am. So your RMA number would be, let me know when you're ready.
Would you say a main number?
A RMA number. So RMA.
Uh-huh. I got it. RMA what?
The number 3. The number 8,
yes.
B as in boy, A as in apple, the number 0, the number 0, the number 2, the number 3, the number 9, the number 2, A as in apple, B as in boy.
RMA 38D800239 2AB.
Yes, ma'am. So I'm going to go ahead and issue that RMA number for you. And then the shipping address is going to be 11551 East 45th Avenue. Unit. Okay.
All right. East 45th Avenue, New York?
Uh-huh. No, East 45th Avenue, Unit C, Denver, Colorado, 80239.
Unit C, Denver, Colorado?
Mm-hmm.
How you spell that? Huh? Would you abbreviate it?
Yeah. Denver and then C-O.
Uh-huh.
And then 80239.
And the what?
80239.
80239. And that's it? That's the zip code?
Yes, ma'am.
So I send this back in the box. I don't even know why you ain't getting my email. I emailed you. I emailed this company telling you that this watches and these iPods are not working.
Well, ma'am, I don't know if we received the email because I don't have the email. I don't get the emails.
So when I send this back, you'll reimburse my account?
Yes, ma'am.
How much you going to reimburse it?
The amount for the watch, ma'am, $59.95.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to send this back because this watch don't work. I don't know how to work it.
Yes, ma'am. Would there be anything else I can assist you with?
How come it doesn't have any buttons? Huh?
Because it's touch screen, ma'am.
But, okay, even if you go to touch screen, how do you get to the settings?
You have to find the settings on the watch. Turn it on, hold it, press it down, and you have to go to the settings.
No, I'm supposed to download some kind of app on my phone, too?
Yes.
I did that. It start with a P, the app. Fit Pro.
It'll tell you which app you need to have, ma'am.
That's what it says, Fit Pro.
Well, yes, ma'am. If it says Fit Pro, then yes, ma'am.
But if the phone won't never connect, it keeps saying,
What kind of phone do you have?
Excuse me?
What kind of phone do you have? Do you have an Android or iPhone?
I have an Android.
So it should be working. I'm unsure why it's not working. But if you wanted to try out the watch, I could have got you another watch shipped out to you. But that's if you wanted to. If not, we could just refund you.
It says device. And when I bind it, it doesn't connect. I don't understand this kind of watch. What kind of watch is this?
It's a smart health watch.
I don't understand. I got into a promotion and now my account is being charged for something. What was the $6 for?
The $6 was for shipping and handling only.
But why they don't put like you responsible after that for
$59? It states it in the terms and conditions.
I did not see that. And why does the thing keep going around and around like trying to scan and it won't scan the watch? It say scan a number, right?
Say this.
Do you have this watch?
Ma'am. No, ma'am.
It say scan. When you in Fit Pro, it tells you to scan the watch and look for on your cell phone, look for a number to come up. That never comes up.
You have to like collect it. Like, you know how like when you're, let's see. You know how like you, like say you're trying to log onto your Gmail on another phone and you have to put that, a number pops up and then you have to put that number like to whatever you're connecting it to. You have to do that.
But the number never comes up. The number on the paper never comes up. It never shows up on your phone to connect the watch to it. This is crazy. I'm really upset because that is my cable bill money. And this is Corona, and I don't have money. I lost my job because of Corona as a school teacher. So I don't know. I'm really upset. So I'm going to send this back.
Ma'am, so when you go ahead and send it back, we'll go ahead and refund you. Would there be anything else I can assist you with?
No, thank you.
All righty, well, thanks for calling customer support. You have a great rest of your day.
You too.